in the studio. Tim's got a brand new book. You don't have to have a dream.
Yes, I have. No, you don't.
In all new good bookstores, I was going to say, but it's also just an all good bookstore. It doesn't have to be just, new.
It's in quite a few bad bookstores.
Why do I always get that credit? Why is it always all good bookstores?
We've distributed it mostly to crappy bookstores. Just find the crappiest bookstore and it'll be there in the window.
I'm sure the shit ones will have it too, let's be honest. I mean, no offense to the book.
The crappy online ones have it. If you want to help fund a guy going to near Earth orbit, you can buy one online.
Hey, Tim, be honest. When you walk into bookstores now, knowing that your book is out there, do you always curiously have a look at the top 10 books? You know, that wall of top 10 books?
I try not to get into that game. I haven't actually. It's only been out for a week, and I've been overseas, so I just got back to Australia a few days ago, and I haven't clocked one in the wild yet. But I'm pretty excited to see one. I'd like it to be.
Surely you don't want it in that top 10 list.
Like, oh no, it's for losers.
Is that for losers?
That
is Pulp Fiction.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't mind being Lee Child or the guy who made Bluey. I mean, I wouldn't have to. That'd be a pretty chill life, I reckon, if you made Bluey.
Hey,
I think he's doing pretty well. Yeah. I think he's doing pretty well.
Have a super yacht called Bluey, the super yacht. It'd be great. Cattle dog. Super yacht called Cattle Dog.
I'd love to, Tim, hear your thoughts on another bit of advice that, again, was in that initial speech in WA and is, again, in the new book. The advice is, remember, it's all luck. And I find this one really interesting because sometimes I've toyed with that idea of luck, and I know Will and I would not be sitting in this radio studio without a considerable amount of luck, but I can find myself getting into trouble when I think it is all luck, because then I start going, oh, you haven't earned this, and maybe you don't deserve to be in this position, and that can sometimes impact self-esteem, etc.
Yeah.
Can you speak a bit to that?
You have to separate them. So you haven't earned it and you don't deserve it. So when I say it's all luck, this goes all the way down, right? So this comes to the argument against free will. And so I'm a determinist, right? I think we've just emerged out of the universe and everything is causal. And the way you can frame this is, if you have really bad luck, you don't blame yourself, do you? But if you have good luck, you credit yourself. Mm. So rather than think about this as about your self-esteem, think about it as a function of your humility, right? So the difference between you, a really successful, handsome, charming radio DJ, and you, Will, the difference between you boys, the difference between you guys and someone who's on the street and has a string of violent crimes to their name, the difference is circumstance, right? Mm. And people go, but you've worked really hard, and I have worked really hard, but I didn't, as I say in the speech, I didn't make the bit of me that likes working hard. Like, if you go all the way down, it is all luck. And what it means is, I am less inclined, or at least I try to do the work, I meditate on this idea that if someone's an asshole, it is not really their fault. That's just what they've become. And I happen to be someone who's had a great deal of success in my chosen field, and I'm quite a nice guy, and that is neither to my credit, right? Mm. And once you just contemplate that, don't get mixed up in all that, I'm not good enough stuff, because you're here, so you are. You know, what do they call it? Everyone goes on about imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
I kind of like, oh, dude, look, you're here. Just imagine you're good at it and do your best, right? And I promise you, if you're not good enough, you'll get fired, right? I think it's more important to have humility and work hard. I reckon just shake it off, baby. Oh. You're here because you're good, you know? But that doesn't mean you can't get better. Keep trying to get better.
It feels like it's becoming a therapy session for me, and I'm loving it.
If I was in the same city as you, I'd slowly massage your shoulder. I'd be whispering this stuff into your ear.
Hey, Tim, I know you were just saying then about imagining someone that is not necessarily a bad person. They're sort of like an accumulation of a whole bunch of decisions and background and root causes that are out of their control. I know that he spoke recently about the Cardinal Pell song in 2016 and regrets around writing that. Are this the same sort of philosophy?
Definitely don't have regrets. The trouble is, I talk long. You can hear the podcast that newspaper article's taken from. What's going around is Tim Minchin regrets the Pell song. That is such a...
2D bluey cardboard cutout opinion version of my opinion.
You mean carefully considered piece of work?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. How dare you?
Hey, it's been great to talk to you, mate. It really has.
Cool.
Congratulations on all your success. We're huge fans. Mm. The book tour kicking off in Perth, this Sunday?
This Sunday, I'm doing a series of live interview shows where I get to talk as pompously as I have been in front of ticket buying public.
Great. Well, so if you if you want to go and see Tim Minchin crawl up his own ass and then sell you a book about it, get down.
That's exactly right. Put that on the cover. That one you can take out of context and put on the internet.
Oh, mate, it's been great to hang out. Thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for the chat.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Will and Woody.
Can you hear the difference between a can of beer or soft drink just from the sound of it opening?
Joe Jonas could hear it.
I believe that was a soft drink.
He's Buddy Donald!
Gary Barlow from Take That could hear it.
Beer.
There's nothing better than winning.
Yeah. Can somebody else try and beat Gary Barlow from Take That? We need a new Can You Hear It World Champ, so we're going to be playing it every day this week.
Will and Woody for the drive home.
Weekdays from 4.
Only on Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Right now at Sheridan Homes, the more you spend on upgrades, the more you save. All it takes is 3 easy steps. Select your dream home design, choose your spend and save upgrade value, then shop from our list of beautiful upgrade options. For example, spend $20,000 and get $55,000 in upgrades for your new home. That's a saving of $35,000. But hurry, limited time only. Ready, steady, Sheridan. Visit sheridanhomes.com.au. CBD U50039. Laser Clinics Australia's Big Beauty Sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
At AMP Super, our members can call on us.
Oh, I just got the worst haircut ever. I can never go back to work. I need to live with the woodland creatures. They'll accept me there. How do I use the retirement calculator?
With digital tools and simple advice with no extra fees, get super close to your super with AMP. Refer to the PDS and TMD issued by NM Superannuation Proprietary Limited at amp.com.au before deciding what's right for you.
It might sound like I'm struggling to get the Johnson twins to sleep, but in my mind, I'm on holiday, unwinding in New South Wales.
Rather be in the moment? You can with Jetstar's New South Wales sale. There's fares like Melbourne Tullamarine to Sydney from just $64 or Ballina Byron from $84. Book at jetstar.com. Ends midnight Eastern Standard Time, 28th September, unless sold out prior. One way, excludes checked baggage, selected travel dates and conditions apply. Jetstar. All day, every day, low fares.
It's showing. Sold. Congratulations.
When making the decision to sell your home, you don't want to leave anything to chance. You need an experienced agent you can trust. Barry Plant Real Estate has been selling homes in Victoria for 45 years, with over 130,000 homes sold in the last 15 years alone. So for the knowledge and experience you need to sell your home, speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
Does your to-do list live rent-free in your head? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. From steaming carpets to moving house to hanging paintings to painting chicken coops. Get more done with Airtasker.
The Australian Women's Health Diary, packed with expert health advice important to every woman. Plus, every diary sold supports breast cancer research. Just $19.99 from newsagents Woolworths and participating post offices and online at womenshealthdiary.com.au.
Exceed expectations in the Volvo XC40 Special Edition. Includes 360-degree camera, 19-inch alloy wheels, leather interior and premium paint. All for only $59,990 drive away. Book your test drive today. Volvo.
At Spotlight's Home Living Sale, 40% off all blackout curtains and roller blinds, 40% off neutrals curtains and blinds, and VIP save 30 to 40% off made-to-measure curtains, blinds and shutters. So open it and keep it cool for less. Backed by our bargain guarantee. Sale on now. Exclusions apply. Spotlight, proud sponsor of My Kitchen Rules.
If your university preference is finding your people, working with state-of-the-art tech and real industry experience, then make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference and get more with your ATAR score. Swinburne. Next gen now.
To strut like a radio star, shop at Snaffle and get what you want when you want for bite-sized weekly payments. Get all the big brand products, including mobiles, computers, gaming consoles, appliances, furniture and much more. Just snaffle it and strut like nobody's watching. Go to snaffle.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
The Nick Scully Spring Clearance ends Sunday with up to 50% off selected living, dining and bedroom furniture. Save up to 50% at the Spring Clearance. End Sunday at Nick Scully.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Laser Clinics Australia's big beauty sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Do you want to feed your kids for free? This spring at the Pancake Parlour, your little ones can feast on a treat for $0. Simply order a main meal from selected menus and one free kids meal is all yours. Alice's Wonderland and surprise, strawberry duchess pancakes, the bishop's bacon and egg. There's many a treat and colouring sheet to be made a mess of. Kids eat free at the parlour all day and all night, every day until the end of November. Family fun awaits. Info and T's and C's at pancakeparlour.com.au. Lovely.
We'll do it live!
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up! Woo!
Broadcasting around the world.
The world.
The king and queen of radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Reigns supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
We're Kyle and Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How
are
we feeling? Make some noise.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good day, right?
You're listening to the boy from the Big Bad City.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go!
The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power, still out of Beverly Hills. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Kyle.
Today, a lot of people. Tyler Henry, that psychic medium, he's got a Netflix show now.
Yeah, he does. I love Tyler Henry. Yeah, he's so good.
Really, really genuine young kid.
Very sweet, too.
Yeah, really sweet.
We're going to be chatting to him. Also, George Costanza, otherwise known as Jason Alexander, from Seinfeld. Kyle caught up with him on set of the Uber Eats ad.
That's right.
In Los Angeles.
It was weird because, like, everyone knows Costanza, you know?
Yeah.
No one knows Jason Alexander,
the
actor.
Well, we just see them as the same people, to be honest.
I know. We get here. I sat with him. That was great. And we got a weird ranger coming on for TMI today. The dude looking for women.
Yeah. Yep. That's coming up in a round of our news. All the gossip on the way.
Okay. Live out of Beverly Hills, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
My baby born in Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for shit. Tell my mind I ain't forget. I'm drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
Jason Alexander, we're here in Hollywood. I didn't realize you actually lived here. I just assumed you're a New York guy.
Yes, that's the big illusion of the Seinfeld show. They took everybody from New York, moved them out to L.A. to make a show about New York.
Did you really work here?
We shot no actor.
Yeah.
In any frame of the Seinfeld show was ever in New York City.
That blows my mind.
Everything that looked like New York we did here. Now they would shoot some, you know, some establishing shots in New York, but no actor performed a frame of the Seinfeld show in New York.
Okay, this is interesting. So we saw the Uber Eats campaign that you're the star of. We've seen a lot of people on these. They've bought out the cream of the crop for Uber. Did you ever sit back and go, will I get a call for this? Is it something? Like, you're not the type of guy who's chasing the Colgate ad and the Brute 33. You're not that guy. But this is it's a different company, Uber Eats. Why do you think so many big-name stars are like, I'm in it? Because we use it? We can relate?
Well, we definitely use it. Uber Eats became my friend during the pandemic.
Yes, a lot of us love that.
I didn't, because there were other apps that were doing delivery stuff, but they had, like, niche
weird
areas.
Name, yes. Yeah, I want the
and
whole
when
suburb.
Somebody, when my son, my older son, Gabe, who said to me, why don't you just use Uber? Because I don't need a ride. And he said, no, they do. This is what they do. And I got the app. And I'm, oh!
How old's your oldest?
My oldest is 32.
Oh, my oldest is 2 years old.
Oh.
That's all I've got.
That's my grandson's
age. Assumed I wasn't working. So that's your grandson's age?
Yeah.
God, no.
So if you'd like to double duty for a while.
No. So when you did this campaign, obviously it's going back nostalgic. It's a classic character. I'm assuming it's George. Did they ever ask you to take the beard off? Like,
well,
really, really commit to the role?
So, A, it's not George, it's Jason. But, it's Jason with a smattering of George.
Because Jason is, like... Neurotic?
It's Jason is Jason,
right.
Even though the woman playing my wife is not my wife.
Right.
The
right.
beard, they would have loved for me to not have the beard.
Did they ask?
Of course they
and
asked.
And you said,
It's not because of a vanity thing. I am about to do a production of Fiddler on the Roof, yes, and I need.
But this is TV. That's like theater.
Yeah, I understand.
I know theater, yes, types think theater is above movie
well,
star.
Well, we do kind of elevate it.
But yes, isn't it theater, TV star, movie star?
No. Well, for many, if I could make a living as a movie star, I might change my order of hierarchy.
What a great character.
Let's go back to 1980.
Now who would have thought that would read so badly now?
Yeah. I'm surprised it is still as beloved as it is.
It's a movie about a prostitute.
Yeah.
That's not how it was sold to us, though. But we fell in love with the spirit of the story. It goes to show all different types of humans have a nice story.
Well, I'll tell you what Pretty Woman is. It is a testament to how good Julia Roberts is.
She's fabulous.
Because that performance kind of makes you forgive everything else.
Yeah, it does. That's
She's
true.
So radiant.
Yeah.
In that film.
And delightful.
That you just kind of, you go, okay.
Do you think Julia would do the Uber Eats?
Julia Roberts?
Yeah. Would she do that?
You want me to ring her up?
You can ring her up.
She might. Who knows?
I've got to ask one more thing.
Sure.
It's nothing to do with the Uber or any of the past amazing work you've done. You've done cartoon voices. I felt stay in your own lane. You're a TV, you're a movie guy. You want to do the voices now. That's sort of my area. But
anyway, you do.
Is it weird that as a 53-year-old man in Mel's Diner, I took a photo of a man who I really admired his look, and I've been searching for a different look? And when you're dealing with this, you're limited.
Who's the guy you...
I can show you the photo. Yeah. I don't know the guy. I did a sneaky...
Oh, was he a patron?
Another diner. I didn't know. I was with other people, and they were like, that's not on.
And he's the guy you want to emulate?
Well, I'll show you, because I've got the gray hair and the beard.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm limited. I'll just quickly show you.
That's not limited in my book.
Well, yeah.
I only have the beard. You at least got the
hair.
Look,
I've got Bruno back here. Bruno, he's bald. He's got all these issues. I said, no one cares. What do you think of that guy's... What do you think?
Oh, sure.
Do you think I can pull that off?
You could pull that off, absolutely.
Okay, well,
that's a little hair gel. That's all that
I wanted
is.
To ask you, but I thought, you feel like you're the guy to ask.
A little bit of swag.
You
that's
feel
all
like
that
the
is.
Guy to ask. But
yeah, when it comes to styling. And
do you just morph from to Jason to, you know, how you said a little bit of George, a little bit of Jason, and ask, it wasn't your wife. Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Do you just put on...
I've been in therapy for 30 years trying to answer that question. You think if I could just spout that off, I would have saved thousands of
And
them.
I've noticed also, you'll pop up on other shows for like a story arc.
Sure.
Do you enjoy... is that something you pursue? Do you think, oh, I don't mind that, whatever. Let's say, not this, that you've done this, Malcolm in the Middle. Not that you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You do a little... You have?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did do a Malcolm
I wasn't
in
a
the
huge
middle.
Fan of the middle. But,
that's all right.
But the story arc, you enjoy those? Like, because
so
you mainly
talk about
theater.
Guesting on other people's shows.
No, I don't know about it.
So when I guest on other people's shows, the question is, A, do I want to be with those people?
Right.
It's not even the show sometimes, because some shows, you just don't hear much about them.
Sure.
But if they are populated with people that I go, I think I would enjoy the company of that group.
The actors
It could be actors, writers, directors, the whole shebang. When you step into somebody's show, you're stepping into their house. It's their house.
And you're comfortable in their house, or do you like...
Well, it depends on who my host is.
Right, right.
I've guessed it on shows where I went, I hope this ends fairly quickly. And then there are ones that you step into, and you feel like you've been a part of it all along.
Right.
And, young Sheldon... Was that way?
Oh, that's a great... Yeah, I love that show.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was that way. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to guess right on a couple of occasions.
You made all the right choices.
I was invited to those homes. That was nice.
Well, they are... Because I think acting, one of the hardest jobs to establish yourself in and be good and hugely successful. Only the select few make it. But then making the right decisions along the way, there's layer upon layer of... extra stress being an actor that people don't see.
You know, most people don't get to make decisions. People always... One of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you choose your roles? And I went...
Luck.
I don't take the ones that aren't offered to me. That's for, that's about the only choice I get
to make. So what? You can't
tell
you...
The rest of it is, you know, is it really happening? Do I have to be naked?
Oh,
no? Okay, that's good.
And then they fall through some of these
some
things?
Some fall through. Some make it. Some you do it. They never get out. Some, they, you know, but it's... There's 50 people in Hollywood that are choosing their roles. The rest of us are going, you want me?
Please, oh thank, my you, God, thank you.
Well, know. Look, the current role, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great because you've been in our lives our whole life. That makes that. I know that's probably not great from your end, but from us, you're just one of those iconic, amazing actors, you feel like you know you, but obviously we don't know you.
No,
you don't even know yourself. Whether you're George,
no,
whether
I'm still
whether you're
searching.
Jason,
I'm still searching.
Good luck with the therapy.
Thank you.
Thanks for a brilliant ad. Thanks for letting me come by the set and have a chat.
My pleasure. Did they give you an Uber Eats bag on the way in?
No. What do you get?
Whatever you want. That's the beauty.
The canned laughter.
Everything you want except the things you shouldn't have, like canned laughter.
Who came up with the canned laughter? Was that a
that was them?
Was that you?
No, that's not me. That was them.
So you've come up with nothing. You've just...
No.
You've scooped up all the magic.
That
you've
is
been
the glory of being me, is I get to go for the ride.
I love it.
I get the lion's share of the money.
I love
with
it.
None of the responsibility.
That's what we all want.
Right?
It's good to see you, mate. Thanks
Thank
so
you,
much for having me.
A pleasure.
Pleasure to see you.
And do the look.
I know, I'm going
to. It's going to be
I'll
great.
Send you a photo.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, mate. There's Jason Alexander. Thank you, mate. Appreciate
My
it.
My pleasure.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
For a lifetime, you're playing my mind. I'm the lucky one to have you by my side. Love on replay, reliving these days. I love wasting time as long as it's with you.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Kyle and Jackie O's.
Too much information.
Too much information.
Been a few weeks since we've done a TMI. Have an interesting fellow ladies
yeah.
lineup.
Yes.
All we know about this guy so far is that he's open for relationship. Are we going to go through all these little weird closet skeleton things?
Yep, that's right. And then you'll find out everything you need to know up front before you even begin the date.
Yeah.
And if you don't like what you hear, if you hear one particular information, bit of information, hang up. That's fine because
right.
we've got 10 ladies all lined yeah. up ready to date and we'll see who's left at the end
it. Just
it.
Cuts to the chase so you don't find out 3 months later, oh,
yeah.
he's missing 3 toes. That's a deal breaker for me.
Okay, let's meet today's TMI contestant. Justin is 30 years old.
Hey,
hi, Justin.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you.
You're a happy-go-lucky fella. I'd look at you in the street and think, oh, he's got girls lined up around the block.
Oh, thank you. Look, yeah, it's been a while. I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Well, should we rip the Band-Aid off and let's start things?
Well,
okay?
I'd like to know what he does for a living first.
Just as long as that's not in there, right?
It's not.
Okay. It sounds pretty normal.
Yeah, you do.
What do you do Thank for you. A living?
I'm a tour guide, so I travel up and down the east coast of Australia pretty much most months.
Oh.
Tour wow. guide as in...
So I lead like groups of like 20 to 30 people on a bus. I drive it. We go up to places like Byron Bay, Brisbane, Ellie Beach.
Are you on the microphone? You're like, okay, we're driving through. This is Port Stevens here on the left.
That's actually spot on, yeah. Literally like that.
My mum and stepfather did that for 20 years.
Really?
Driving the buses, the coaches.
Did they?
All up and down Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a real, it's a great way to see the country.
And you meet some fascinating people. Some people you'd rather not see.
You banged any of those, banged any of them on the bus, on the tour bus?
Look, Cole, I mean, there was a moment in Europe. I don't know if it's in my TMIs or not, but I could talk about that.
Well, if it's not, we'll
bring it up. Otherwise, we'll hear it soon, no doubt.
How many ladies are on the phone there, Jackie? Ten ladies.
Here we go. Here's fact number one.
Hi, my name's Justin. I'm a short ginger king at 5 foot eight.
Five foot eight,
and ginger. But you think those two are important?
But that's not, you're not Harry Styles. You're not Prince Harry ginger.
Literally all the time.
Prue hates redheads.
Ah, come on.
Okay. Never
all my life.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go to fact number two.
I love to collect coffee mugs.
Huh?
Oh, that's okay. A coffee mug?
Well, it depends. If he's got the entire lounge room wall covered.
How many coffee mugs do you have there?
There is 30 in one of my houses. And then I'm pretty sure I've stored like another box of a 20 or so at my mum and dad's house. So there is a fair amount of coffee mugs I collect from most places around the world.
All right. All right. Let's go to fact number three.
My party trick is that I pick drinks up with my toes.
Oh, you pick drinks up with your toes. Okay.
Yeah.
My wife does that. I call her chimpanzee feet.
Yeah. She picks up the remote and everything,
doesn't she?
I do that as well.
Half monkey, my wife's half monkey. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Why I use my hands when I can use my feet, you know?
Well, the good thing is, let's say you're massaging your lover with two hands full of oil, you can still puff away on your cigarette with your feet.
Exactly. I can, like, get it mostly up to my mouth. I used to get it all the way up to my mouth when I was 20, but now that I'm a bit older, it's a bit harder, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's go to fact number four.
People always think that I'm gay.
Why is that?
Well, I'm a massive theatre guy.
Theatre
guy.
Yeah, a massive theatre. I'm at the theatre like every single week and people, I think someone called me once the most straight, homosexual presenting guy that they've ever seen. So I'm very...
What an honour.
Yeah, I know. People always just say, oh, I thought you were gay. And like, no, I'm straight.
I don't look at people and think gay, unless it's obvious. Like Lockie or someone like that, you look and you think gay. I don't think of it. So it's weird. You just seem
girls
like a nice fella.
Girls
generally, yeah. You get to that point
where
you're
like... The girls are the ones saying
that. Yeah, you make your move on them and they go, oh, sorry, I thought you were gay. And I'm like, I'm not.
And you go, oh, no. And they go, well, how weird that you've been watching me undress in my wardrobe for the last 6 months, masquerading as my best gay friend.
Here's fact number five.
I've been hurt by blondes before, so I'm only into brunettes.
Oh,
interesting.
Is that right?
Hurt by how many blondes are we talking?
Probably three times now. Three times. You know, you go, fool me once, fool me twice. Third time, it's like a done deal.
And you're putting that down to them being blonde, or have you tried brunettes and they've just never hurt you?
Yeah. I've had, I've been with a couple of, brunette girls, Spanish girls, South American, and,
And they don't break your heart. Yeah.
No.
Wow. Okay. So... Gee, that's very mature to decide after two blondes. All blondes are out.
Yeah, all
blondes
are out.
Well, I might have been waiting for Jackie to come into my life, you know.
Angelica hung up.
Angelica's hung up. She's 25. She must be blonde.
She loves military type boys. Oh, I know the type.
Oh, that's not you?
That's
no.
Not me.
Reckons it's the emotional damage that she loves.
Oh, no. Who's hung
she
up now?
She would love Hulk.
We've got Lauren.
Lauren's hung up.
She hung up too.
Oh, Lauren's aren't any good anyway.
Oh, Lauren's are beautiful.
They're no good.
Oh, no. Who's hung up now?
It must be all blonde people. No.
Oh, God. Is it Lucy?
She just separated from her husband. So she just wants a little bit of fun, and she must have thought, oh, this guy's a soft cock, I'm out.
Right.
So, well, you do come across a little bit soft cock with, the weird, all blondes
around. Well, I mean, she could have hung around, you never know.
I get it.
Let's go to fact number six.
I used to wear suits everywhere because I was obsessed with Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Which one is he?
The gay one.
Yeah, ironically, the gay one. Neil Patrick Harris is gay.
Oh, no, bro.
Oh, no.
Oh, someone else. Melissa's
hung
up.
Back when I was a teenager.
Oh, that's fine then.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen. Who'd you miss out on? Melissa, she's a baker.
Oh, shit.
Who loves tattoos. Katie's, that they're hanging up.
Katie's hung
gone.
Up too.
What's her story, Jackie?
Katie, where is she?
She's a copper.
Oh, there we go. She is. And she
she's
loves
a cop
to
who
crochet.
Loves to crochet.
Oh, interesting.
She wants a gentle guy that's happy and he wants...
And
she,
simple behind her...
No, she wants him... Sorry, that is happy to act as a simp behind closed doors.
Oh, right.
As a what?
Is a simp like the
Peter
guy that
wrote that?
Will...
Is that the right information,
yeah.
Peter?
That sort of thing. You know what I mean?
No. I thought a simp was like you're dominating him. Is that right?
Let me call him back.
That's
and check
the,
one
that's
second.
Or is he the
hey
one?
Hey guys, it's Hulk here.
Oh yeah.
Hey Hulk, he knows.
Yeah, maybe that's
just to clarify. A simp is like a dude who like. He's a bitch for women. Like he lets the women wear the pants. Sorry, I'm eating a croissant.
Yeah.
And I just got a tooth taken out yesterday. So I'm really
that's
living
fine,
the dream.
Bro. You do you. We're all terrified.
Oh
so whatever you
God.
Want.
That's
so,
hilarious.
So,
no.
So you're saying that cop wants some little bitch at home that
she can dominate.
And this guy doesn't quite clarify. He qualifies this.
He fits the bill to me.
I thought I'd kind of fit that bill a little bit. I'd be
that's
happy.
That's what I think. That's not being insulting. You,
no,
you're 5'8",
no.
You're ginge, you're soft, you're nice.
Yeah, thank you. You know?
Maybe that copper was a blonde.
Maybe.
Okay, let's go to next fact, number 7.
Once in India, I thought I met God.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I ended up in hospital randomly from what it turns out to be heat stroke, and in the midst of, like, my heat stroke sort of delirium, this woman just appeared in front of me, massaging my head and saying, "Rest now, my child, you'll be fine." And then I passed out, and I swear to I think it was God.
So you don't think that was a real, like, a village woman that came up and found you collapsed?
Yeah.
No.
You thought it was, like, some sort of spiritual
thing?
They
chucked me on the back of a tuk-tuk and took me to the nearest hospital, and then I passed out and I came to, and then this woman was like, "Rest now," and I was like, never saw her again. And I was like, was that God? I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I thought I met Jesus once.
Oh, yeah?
I was I was overseas, did LSD, and then I was chatting to this girl who was a hairdresser from Newcastle.
Oh.
And she was telling me things, and I was like, "I think you're Jesus reincarnated."
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think we've lost our way here a little, everyone. What's the next fact, please?
No offence, but I'm not really into the thicker girls.
Same.
We've lost one.
Yeah. Oh, Maria. Big Maria out.
Maria's
I
gone. We're left with two, okay?
Okay.
So two are left. We've got Lizzie and Alana.
Oh, nice.
Sound lovely.
Okay, let's go to fact number 9.
I have a podcast all about theatre.
Well, there you go, the last two.
Yeah. They'll jump off, isn't that it? That's it.
Oh, no.
There we go. No, Lizzie, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Listen, you know what? It doesn't matter that theatre's another limp-wristed type of association you've got. You've got your own podcast about it. That's something to be admired.
Yeah, I get
that's
invited to all the opening nights. You know, I'm there every day, opening nights all the time. So
that's
I'm always
good.
Happy
you
to bring
enjoy
someone
that.
Around. Oh, okay. Let's go to the last
dare
fact.
We play it with one caller left.
No.
Roll it.
I once dumped a girl because she wanted kids and I don't. Well, that's probably going to be the turning point.
No. Like, you're only 30 and you did this once. When?
Years ago? Yeah, it was actually just last year. She wanted kids, like, you know, now.
You've got to be both ready.
And I
did. You both got to, it's, you know, can't be, you can't just give someone a child because they want it.
Like, I'm not saying I'm open to it, but it just wasn't at the time.
Alana is left and she has not hung up. So, Alana, meet Justin.
Hi, Alana.
Hey, Justin. Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is very interesting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now, Alana, I'm going to read out some of your stats the producers took. She's into guys with accents, tall, dark, handsome guys, completely the opposite of what we got sitting here.
Completely the opposite, but that's okay.
She is a business manager and was on Australian Idol last year.
No way.
Alana,
do you remember me?
What did you sing?
Is this the hat?
The hat? No.
No, clearly not.
It was at the end of the night. I sang Shallow by Lady Gaga. Definitely not the song I want to choose. Pink dress and not a good time.
Pink dress?
Yeah.
You had a pink dress? What colour? Is your hair white? Is your hair white?
No. It's like brunette-y, reddy.
That's unlucky.
Ah, there we go.
I'm just trying to be... Like, I barely know who won last year.
Are you the brunette?
I am.
Oh, I remember.
Oh.
Course,
there was
yeah,
what? Yeah. That's a 50-50 there. Yeah.
Okay, Justin, do you want to ask her a question since she knows so much about you?
Yeah, I'd love to know what is one kind of... like, what's your worst date story that you've had that kind of, like, has struck you to the core?
God, he's asked like a newspaper journalist question.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right, no. Jessie.
I mean, there's lots of worst date stories, to be honest. Everyone's got their thing. God, I mean, off the top of my head, you really put me on the spot here.
Maybe you've never had a real bad date, you know? There's something stands out or it doesn't, really.
I mean, there was one time I had to call the police.
Oh, wow.
Not who he said he was, and completely catfished. And
what do you mean? You felt trapped, or what happened?
Yeah, he tried to, like, lure me to this place that was isolated, and, yeah, it was, like, a full thing. And
oh,
then,
that's
like,
so
following
vague.
Home and stuff. Yeah.
Jeez, that is a proper bad date story.
That's
by the time I got to the date.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
Wow, you two, like, so you want to go out on a date together?
I mean, I'm definitely interested, yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. I like your energy. I like that you're into theatre.
Thank you.
I like that you collect coffee mugs as well, because me too.
Alana, enjoy your date. Justin, love it to meet you. Hope it goes well.
Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power. Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed alone. I wrote a song for you. And all the things that you.
Free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all weekend to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab a Kit Kat Chunky for $2.50 or a 4 and 20 Traveller Pie, just $3. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Off ends Wednesday, T's and C's apply. See in store.
If your university preference is finding your people, working with state-of-the-art tech and real industry experience, then make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference and get more with your ATAR score. Swinburne, next gen now.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge.
T's and C's apply.
Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
All right, hold still.
This is the sound of an unnecessary bowl cut.
Whoa, wait. Check money plan. No need to trim the budget that much.
Phew.
There's better tools to help you budget, like Money Plan in the CommBank app, one of many simple tools from CommBank to help manage your money. And they just won Canstar's Bank of the Year Award for Best Digital Banking for the 15th year in a row. Conditions apply when using the CommBank app.
The Nick Scully Spring Clearance ends Sunday with up to 50% off selected living, dining and bedroom furniture. Save up to 50% at the Spring Clearance. Ends Sunday at Nick Scully.
Want to make $7 go further? Get Ambolt Foodery's Crave and Save. Just $7 for a selected sandwich and a drink from the 250ml Red Bull or 600ml Coca-Cola ranges. Good if you're craving, great if you're saving. Crave and Save, only at Ambolt Foodery. Offer ends October 1, see ambolt.com.au for details.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
At Spotlight's home living sale, 40% off Culinary Co. by Manu Loose dinnerware. VIP save 30 to 50% off all cookware and 30% off all napery. So you can serve it, cook it, and arrange it for less. All backed by our bargain guarantee. Say hello now. Exclusions apply. Spotlight, proud sponsor of My Kitchen Rules.
Hey, it's Laura Byrne here. Did you know that 1 in 4 people buy sunscreen and 85% of them don't use enough? The sun is the primary cause of premature skin aging and skin cancer in Australia, which is why Nivea Sun Protect and Moisture SPF 50 Plus combine skincare with sunscreen as part of your daily routine. Shield your skin with Nivea Sun. Learn more at Nivea.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreens are only one part of sun protection. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Reapply frequently.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
At Snapple, you can shop for all the big ticket items you want, like mobiles, laptops, Xbox, appliances, and more, for bite-sized weekly payments. Which means you can keep your cash in your pocket for living life. To get what you want when you want it, just Snapple it and strut like nobody's watching. Go to snapple.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments.
TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Here at ABS, we're the car service experts who specialise in all your repair, logbook and servicing needs. Every service is available with our buy now, pay later payment options. Book online or call 132270 to speak with an ABS team member today. ABS, your automotive specialist.
Whether you're first timing...
upsizing...
investing or empty nesting. If you've found the right home, Me has the right loan with support whenever you need it. Search Me Home Loans today. Me, making money good. Credit criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.
Do you want to feed your kids for free? This spring at the Pancake Parlour, your little ones can feast on a treat for $0. Simply order a main meal from selected menus and one free kids' meal is all yours. Alice's Wonderland Surprise, Strawberry Duchess Pancakes, the Bishop's Bacon and Egg. There's many a treat and colouring sheet to be made a mess of. Kids eat free at the parlour all day and all night, every day until the end of November. Family fun awaits. Info and T's and C's at pancakeparlour.com.au. Lovely.
If you're a parent of young ones or soon to be, don't miss the Pregnancy, Babies and Children's Expo next weekend at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's the largest parenting and baby event in Australia. Book your tickets now at pbcexpo.com.au.
Buddy Franklin here. Kicking the footy is one thing, but kicking carbs is another thing entirely. Good thing Harn Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great, so I can kick carbs without giving beer the boot. How good?
Less than 0.5 grams of carbs per serve. Drink responsibly.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Touch on nights when I'm hollow. I know you crossed the bridge that I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I
thinks there's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't be borrowed. I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
This around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. That's got some own news, all thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know right now. What's happening, Jack?
Cardi B's divorce from Offset is getting a slightly uglier.
So they're through.
She filed for divorce from him in July. They'd been together for 6 years.
Aren't they always on, off?
Well, yeah, but I don't think anymore. She was 7 months pregnant with their third child at the time when this happened.
Right.
And she's never afraid to air her dirty laundry. She went on Instagram Live yesterday and was addressing Offset directly in this Instagram Live.
You got it?
And bear in mind, just for context, Offset allegedly cheated on her during her pregnancy. So that's why she's pissed.
What, is this for us to now feel bad, like, that he's naughty?
Well, just why she's pissed.
Why she's pissed.
I guess for context.
But there's no proof.
Well, I don't want to say our, because how would I know, you know? I don't know,
Yeah.
But anyway, let's have a listen.
Yo, when I tell you, the narcissism is all time high. And you know what's so crazy? I really be feeling like when people be saying like narcissist and everything, I be like, do y'all even know what that word mean? But now I really do see what's a narcissist. You know what I find so crazy? That a think that they could just buy a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I love me shit, but you can't buy me no more, motherfucker. And it's so crazy that that's enough. It's not enough, honey. It's just not enough. And you know what's so funny too? Since you want to fucking threaten me, talking about you want to take my shit, you want to take my shit because I'm moving on? Move on. Why can't you move on? Thank you for my kids, though. All three of them. I don't regret none of them. But I regret you. F*** you. I'm too good for you. I've always been too good for you.
Yeah, wow, it's this is ugly. And then he was on there. So, you know, when you join an Instagram Live, it will say, like, Kyle Sanderlands has joined this Instagram Live. Right. But it said, obviously, Offset has joined this Instagram Live.
So he went on to watch it with everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. And then he commented.
Oh, God.
And he said,
I love these open forum arguments.
He said, you effed with a baby inside. Tell the truth. So he's accusing her of being the one of cheating.
Sounds like he might have just thrown a wild lie grenade into
that. Oh, it sounds very narcissistic to do that. I think she's quite right in calling him a narcissist.
I'm a bit with Cardi B. I am a bit confused at what girls think a narcissist is. Like,
yeah, it's not. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for what girls think a narcissist is.
Anyone that doesn't agree with what the girl thinks is a narcissist.
A lot of people confuse what narcissism is. They don't understand it completely.
Didn't it used to just mean you love yourself?
No. Well, that's, I think back in the day, people did think that, actually.
Sorry, I had to laugh at you then, Jackie. You're telling us what a narcissist is while constantly adjusting your fringe like some sort of TikTok girl. Like, the whole time you were saying you're in what a narcissist where you're trying to make your fringe
isn't
as perfect.
Someone who wants to, like, look good.
What is
That's
it?
Not it.
Yeah, this is it. It's changed now, Kyle. The girls.
What's the dictionary meaning? Get the dictionary meaning.
I know
of
what a narcissist is, and is no one's it? Changed the meaning. It's just people now understand definition.
You may know, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Guys, Lockie is going to read out the actual meaning of narcissism.
Well, okay.
So narcissism is a self-centered personality style
characterised as having an excessive preoccupation with oneself and one's own needs, often at the expense of others.
That's perfectly explained.
That's
every person on earth,
so
everyone knows.
No. And if you want to break it down
At the end of the day, everyone will choose themselves before they
don't have a lot of empathy. They are incapable of having empathy. They're very charismatic other people.
Never said anything about
that. Behind closed doors.
Never said anything about that.
Yeah,
but the dictionary doesn't.
That's giving you one line.
So what some herbalist thinks that
that's giving
all these
you
other
one
things?
Line. One line. That's all. Yeah, it's just a quick definition if you want to understand it more.
I think I am probably a narcissist.
Well, what you were just saying then, Jackie, I was like, Kyle, tick,
you're super
Kyle,
charismatic
tick.
And you want to impress everybody because you feed off being put on a pedestal and being praised by others.
That is absolutely
now,
correct.
Now, when the adoration wears off in a partner...
It never wears off.
No, in a partner...
Oh, yeah, you divorce them.
Right. Yes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
out you go,
no,
bitch.
Or,
where's the new lot?
Or what happens is you will then, behind closed doors, that narcissist will treat you like shit because you're no longer seeing them with rose-coloured glasses.
No. You know what?
They make out they're amazing to everyone else.
I mustn't be a narcissist because I don't treat the girls, anyone that I've been in a relationship with, married to, dated.
Yeah, very nice.
Don't treat them like shit.
No.
If the relationship sours behind the scenes, I go a bit insular and sad, thinking maybe my idea of love is a fantasy and it's not a real... I can never achieve what I want.
How do you communicate that feeling?
To who?
To your partner.
To myself.
To your partner.
Oh, once you know that, it's the communication, you think, you had your shot, there's not worth communicating.
Oh,
it's time to move on. Once you realise, that they're not into me, like, and I need more than that, convincing them to pretend or to... people are just never going to change.
Because they can move on super
People
quick.
Won't change.
Yeah, and they don't kind of, they're just...
Making someone, you know, do this or do that because you want this and you feel
but
you've read
not,
a book, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You've got to mix or you don't.
Look, you're probably talking about something slightly different there, I think. You're talking about someone... I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about a partner falling out of love with you. I'm talking about just that you no longer... You know how when you meet someone and in the honeymoon period, they would probably put you on a bit of a pedestal, like, adore you.
Yeah,
Then as the relationship grows and time
and
goes
they realize
on...
just a piece of shit, you're
no,
not that special.
It's not as honeymoon-ish.
Yeah, that's everyone's relationship.
Right, and so a narcissist struggles with the no longer being adored. So they find
they
that feed...
can't move into the next stage of just...
That's right. So
sorry, how would Brooklyn understand?
Yeah.
You don't have the same feelings as
again,
people.
Again,
but
you're missing
but
out.
You know, Mike Tyson, right? Let's move on. Yeah. Mike Tyson's fight is coming up to Jake Paul, and he said the other day to Jimmy Kimmel about how he's doing some pre kind of concoction of magic mushrooms and weed, and he plans on being high when he is fighting. Were you there for that?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you're looking like...
No, but he went and admitted all this. What about the anti-drug rules and stuff?
Well, I will tell you, like, I'll play it for you since you missed it. It was on Jimmy Kimmel. Have a listen.
Will you be high when you fight Jake Paul?
Oh, I'm going to be so high off life, yeah.
Will you be high on marijuana as well?
That's a possibility, too.
It is a possibility.
Yeah, Mike loves.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, Mike might be in trouble because the Texas Athletic Commission have warned that they will be drug testing Mike the day before the fight.
And if weed shows up,
then...
What, they're going to cancel the
Because that's on the list. Yeah, and if it's a failed drug test, it means an automatic 90-day suspension, a fine, and if the winner of the fight tests positive, the outcome is changed to no decision. So they take the drug test, but they don't get the results back until after the fight. So if Mike wins, it will change.
But weed would make you a worse fight.
Totally.
Yeah, I know. That is crazy.
That's what nerds, the fun police nerds that test the drugs and they're weirdos.
All these weird types. They're just making sure you don't budget.
Yeah, but why? Get a life.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is unfair to others that aren't using the drugs.
What about men and women's sports?
Yeah, but let's not go... Listen.
Oh, sorry. It's not the
right
forum.
You don't have to bring that up.
Yeah,
like, that's a different argument, but this
is... Well, you know, what's fair is fair for different people.
A genuine argument of, like, if someone's using enhancing drugs and the other person isn't...
It's not enhancing. It's dehancing. It's
weed is, but general drug testing in sport, I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't need to be lectured about drug testing.
I know.
You don't even know shit about drug testing or sport.
No, that's
true. And here you are taking the affirmative on it.
Also, if weed's legal in the USA, is it even a drug anymore? Like,
well, hey, I mean,
are you allowed to box when you've got alcohol if you're a bit hungover?
I don't know.
Don't know. It's a good question.
Dumb rules.
Yeah. Diddy's life in prison, a little update for you.
How's he doing?
Not good. He's not eating. He doesn't want to eat because he thinks someone might secretly poison him because he's got that many haters out there.
Oh.
I do have the menu for what's on offer in his prison cell.
You've got what he's not eating.
Yeah, this is what he's choosing.
Write this down, everyone. This is what Diddy's not eating. You want to join his plight and not eat the same thing as well? Here's a list.
He can choose for dinner from chili mac and cheese or soy chili mac and cheese.
Oh.
With shredded cheese on top, some corn and bread and a beverage. That's his dinner. You can only imagine what that looks like on that tray.
Yeah.
Slop, basically.
Yeah.
Corn, a bit of bread. Mm. And by the way, there's no margarine with that bread because the next day it says bread and then it says margarine with it that night.
So just dry bread.
So it's just dry bread.
So that's just to slop up the mac.
Yeah. And speaking of prison, Andrew O'Keefe, Australia's Andrew O'Keefe, who keeps going in and out of prison
at the
moment.
He's in Silverwater now, isn't he?
He is in Silverwater. Apparently he is the target of some cruel taunts with other inmates who are crossing their arms in front of their faces every time they see him shouting, no deal. Because he obviously was the Deal or No Deal host.
Let me tell you, there's not a lot to do in prison and any bit of entertainment,
of course,
prisoners are going to jump on board.
And prison officials don't deem this serious enough to segregate him, so he has to stay there and put up with it.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, really?
But screw that dog.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, you're in the clink. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Well,
no deal. They're all no deal every time he walks into the prison yard, poor bastard.
Oh, look, there are worse things you could be heckled about. It's not that big a deal, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
It's easy to say when you and I are in Hollywood and this donkey's in Silverwater.
Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power.
Every morning on the Kyle and Jackie O Show, you can wake up and win.
I just want to wake up.
$10,000!
With Kyle and Jackie O's Pop Quiz.
Ellie, you're playing the Pop Quiz. 10 questions. Every question you get right, you get $100. You get all 10 right, you win the big one.
For 10 grand, Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson co-starred in which 2003 film?
Anger Management.
You got it!
She's done it!
$10,000.
Win 10K every morning at 7:30 with Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz.
Exclusive to Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 PM weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
The Nick Scully Spring Clearance ends Sunday with up to 50% off selected living, dining and bedroom furniture. Save up to 50% at the Spring Clearance. End Sunday at Nick Scully.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Everyone loves a bit of backyard cricket. But how about something even better? Designed specifically for kids. Woolworths Cricket Blast is fun, fast, and always on the move. Imagine the fun. Join your local team today. Search